is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. The government says employers added 151,000 jobs last month. PNC economist Gus Fauché says the numbers could look different in a month when federal firings show up.
Any provisional employees who were laid off, those will probably show up in the March jobs report that will begin at the beginning of April. And then for people who took the buyout, those people are still being paid by the federal government. Those won't show up in the data until those payments end sometime in the fall.
For consumers, CBS's Kelly O'Grady says President Trump's move to pause tariffs against Mexico and Canada could present an opportunity.
If there are purchases that you are thinking about making, like a car that is from one of those three automakers, this is a time to say, okay, maybe this is the time to pull the trigger.
On social media, President Trump says he's considering large-scale tariffs and sanctions on Russia until there's a Ukraine peace deal. A private lunar lander is no longer working after coming down sideways in a crater near the moon's south pole yesterday. Intuitive Machines says the lander missed its mark by more than 800 feet and ended up in a frigid crater. SpaceX has some questions to answer after the failure of its latest Starship test last night. CBS News space consultant Bill Harwood.
Based on their track record, I'd be surprised if the Starship stayed grounded for more than a few months, but it's really hard to say with two failures in a row like this. The FAA is certainly going to be taking a close look at this failure investigation to make sure that all the I's are dotted and the T's crossed.
An assessment 2 months after the deadly and destructive L.A. County wildfires broke out.
29 people died in Altadena's devastating Eaton Fire. The number could have been much higher, in the hundreds, had it not been for heroes who rescued people trapped in a burning convalescent center.
People being pushed down the street in wheelchairs. Those buildings they were in burned down. They would have died.
Yeah, absolutely. That building is no longer in existence.
Do you get a sense people are happy with the progress that's being made?
It's taking time and some are frustrated. Slowly we're making progress. Yeah.
Craig Figner for CBS News, Altadena, California.
By one estimate, there were more than 500 mass shootings in the U.S. last year alone, and dozens already this year. CBS's Wendy Gillette tells us there's a new study.
The research from the University of Colorado Boulder shows 1 in 15 U.S. adults have been present at a mass shooting in their lifetime, and more than 2% have been injured in such an incident. The study finds those who are part of Generation Z were at greatest risk compared to older generations.
Checking Wall Street, the Dow is down 80. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A 15-year-old Racine County boy has been charged as an adult with first-degree intentional homicide. Reed Galinsky was in court yesterday for the first time after allegedly killing his mother, Suzanne, in their Franksville home Tuesday night. Prosecutors claim there was medication involved and that he was inspired by a Menendez Brothers documentary. Bail was set at $1 million. There are a few more details online at RacineCountyEye.com. Kenosha fire crews battled a blaze at an empty building on 13th Court late last night and into the morning. Online records indicate the place used to be a Kenosha beef plant. Racine fire crews were called to three different structure fires within a 24-hour period this week. Each had a different cause and no injuries were reported. The incidents included a kitchen fire on Mount Pleasant Street, careless smoking on Washington Avenue, and an electrical issue on Grand. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders and Wisconsin Congressman Mark Pocan are holding a rally at UW Parkside in Kenosha tonight. It's part of what Sanders calls a fighting oligarchy tour. The event starts at around 6. The State Patrol is conducting special enforcement efforts in Walworth County today. The operation with local law enforcement uses crash data to determine areas for enhanced enforcement efforts. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks host the Magic. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks getting ready to host the Orlando Magic tomorrow night in Milwaukee. The Bucks have won 4 in a row, 8 of their last 10 games, averaging over 114 points a night. College basketball gets started tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. at Fiserv Forum as Marquette hosts number 6-ranked St. John's. It's senior day for the Golden Eagles for players like Stevie Mitchell, David Copland, and Cam Jones. The Badgers taking on Penn State at noon tomorrow in Madison. Baseball, the Brewers blank the A's 10 10-0 in Arizona, starter Jacob Mizorowski looked sharp in his three innings of work. The Brewers ranked 24th this year in payroll. Can they still win the division again?
Of course we can. We have in the past, and we can again. But we got to take care of our house. We can't worry about what they're doing. We got to take care of our house, and we got to play a certain way. We have to be uncommon, you know, and that fits.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly cloudy today with spotty snow chances this afternoon and early this evening. Barely any accumulations are likely from this, just a trace to about a half an inch. And we're stuck under those overcast, cloudy skies today with cooler highs only in the mid-30s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 36 degrees.
From Chicago, Creedence Clearwater Revival from San Diego, not Louisiana like everybody thought back in the day. On the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Memorial Park to the County Line Road. Local news and timeless hits.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. Smile, I know she must be kind. Just my imagination.
lost my imagination once again. Running away with me. I tell you it was just my imagination. Running away with me.
Every night on my knees I pray.
Hear my plea. Don't ever let another take her love from me, or I
will surely die. Her love is
heavenly. When her arms enfold me, I hear a tender rhapsody. But in reality, she doesn't even know me.
Just my imagination.
Once again,
running away with me.
Oh, tell you it was just my imagination.
Running away with me.
I never knew that I can't get it.
Just my imagination.
Ooh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Running away with me.
Local news. Timeless Hits, WRJN. We're getting the word out. The Racine Raiders coming back to WRJN for the 2025 season. And it's going to be a great season, too. It's just so much fun generated by the Raiders. First game is early May, and you'll hear the entire season, all season long, which is redundant, here on WRJN.
Ah, spring is here. Get outside, breathe in the fresh air, and regain your freedom. Easy Mobility Solutions offers Golden or Pride Power Scooters or Power Chairs, so you're never left watching the world from the sidelines. Live life on your terms. As Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider, Easy Mobility Solutions makes it easy with flexible care credit options and top-notch service. Start moving freely again and visit the showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine. Easy Mobility.
Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, and hot sandwiches. Ferraro's in Racine has your lunch and dinner cravings covered. March's Pizza of the Month is pure Irish luck. Introducing the corned beef pizza. Baked to perfection with a golden olive oil base, it's loaded with tender corned beef, tangy sauerkraut, hearty white potatoes, and melty Swiss cheese. Only available for a limited time, so grab one before it's gone. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day, Racine Youth Sports. Get your kids in the game with registrations now available for baseball and flag football leagues starting in the spring. Racine Youth Sports teaches good sportsmanship, character, discipline, competitiveness, teamwork, and sports fundamentals in a positive and caring environment. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $40 sports registration certificates for just $12. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, let's talk ED, because millions of men experience it. But not everyone can access or afford treatments like Viagra. Hims can help. Through Hims.com, you can access a full range of treatment options for ED through a 100% online process. To start your free online visit and save up to 95%, go to Hims.com/joy. HIMS.com/JOY.
The Badgers.
Feeds Max, face the three, takes the three, left side, yes, sir. Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts on a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk! Steven Crowell hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack.
WRJN.
Saying
chain. Gang, that's the sound of the men working on the chain. Chain gang, that's the sound of the men working on the chain gang.
All day long they work so hard till the sun is going down, working on the highways and byways and wearing a frown. You hear them moaning their lives away, then you hear somebody say,
that's the sound of the men working on the chain. Gang, that's the sound of the men working on the chain. Gang,
can't you hear them saying, I'm going home one of these days. I'm going home, see my woman whom I love so dear. But meanwhile, to work right here.
That's the sound of the men working on the chain. Gang, that's the sound of the men working on the chain. Gang,
all day long they're saying, my work is so hard, give me water.
You know who had a crush on Sam Cooke? Aretha Franklin, before either of them were famous. Trivia on WRJN.
From Atlanta, Georgia, to the Gulf Stream water, to California, I'm going to spend my life a broken night in Phoenix.
Give me good loving every night. Give me good loving, make it all right.
Timeless Hits WRJN with this update now from Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Kenosha fire crews worked into the early morning fighting a fire at an empty building. Online records show the facility on fire on 13th Court near 45th used to be a Kenosha beef plant. Large flames were seen at the onset. We're working on learning more about what happened. An inmate from Racine serving time at Waupun for an armed robbery has died. The death of 23-year-old Damian Evans marks the seventh fatality at the prison since June of 2023. The cause of Evans' death remains unknown. Previous inmate deaths at the state's oldest prison have been linked to suicide, fentanyl overdose, stroke, and malnutrition. The former warden and eight staff members have been charged with misconduct and felony inmate abuse. The senator from Vermont and the congressman repping central Wisconsin will be in Kenosha today. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is holding an event tonight at UW Parkside, part of what he calls a fighting oligarchy tour. Congressman Mark Pocan from the 2nd District is also speaking. This and other similar events are being held in areas where Republicans won in 2024. The rally gets going at Parkside at around 6. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Mostly cloudy today with spotty snow chances this afternoon and early this evening. Barely any accumulations are likely from this, just a trace to about a half an inch. And we're stuck under those overcast, cloudy skies today with cooler highs only in the mid-30s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 33 at our studios.
Left us much too soon. Neil Diamond now on the station with local news, timeless hits, WRJN.
Kentucky woman, she shine with her own kind of light. She look at you once in a day, if it's all wrong, looks all right. And I love her, God knows I love her. Kentucky woman, she get to know you, she got to own you. Kentucky woman, she ain't the kind make heads turn at the drop of her name. Something inside that she's got turned you on just the same. And she loves me, God knows she loves me.
Thank you.
Hits WRJN and another Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget, a Beatles song kind of jazzed up at 1:45-ish this afternoon. We'll be right back. Timeless Hits, WRJN. Congratulations again to Jay and Phil and Margie, all winners of tickets to see Gabriel Iglesias in August at the Wisconsin State Fair. And that's not all the tickets we have to give away to certain events coming up. We're going to keep you in the dark about it until it's time for you to win those tickets from WRJN.
When the cold settles in, warm up with a bowl of homemade goodness from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Try their rich and hearty chicken and dumpling, creamy spinach artichoke, bold cowboy stew, or classic chili. All made fresh and served in a warm bread bowl or on the side. Pair it with fresh pastry or hot coffee and make your day a little cozier. It's the perfect comfort food for chilly days. Follow Main Street Bakery on social media for all the daily specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Hi, this is Mike, your CBD store in Racine. We're excited to introduce Nero Water Soluble CBD, the innovative way to experience faster, more effective relief for managing stress, pain, neurological issues, or just want to boost your overall wellness. Nero Water Soluble CBD absorbs quickly, delivers results within 5 to 10 minutes. We offer expert advice, friendly service, and a full range of high-quality CBD products. Your CBD store, Racine, wellness that works, on the corner of 31 and Spring Street. Let us help change your life one drop at a time.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's Political Action Committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Listen up, fellow Gen Xers. Elizabeth Banks here. The recommended age for pneumococcal pneumonia vaccination has been lowered to 50 and older, even if you're healthy. It's up to us to lead the way. We've done this before. Music videos, fanny packs, even the World Wide Web. Let's do it again and get vaccinated, because we're at over 6 times greater risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Gen X, this is our shot. Visit VaxAssist.com and schedule a vaccine today. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Doctor, Mr. MD, Doctor.
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. I always thought this was a nice way to say it. I love you more today than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow. Spiral Staircase on WRJN.
Refreshed. WRJN.
Everybody loves a mom. girl, you're still living in a paper doll world. Living ain't easy, loving's twice as tough. So come back, baby, when you grow up. You're looking real good like a woman now. Your mind hasn't gotten the message somehow. So if you can't take it and the going gets rough, come back, baby, when you grow up. I want you, girl, but your wide-eyed innocence has really messed up my mind, yeah. I'd rather you get your very first heartbreak somewhere else along the line. Come back when you grow up, girl. You're still living in a paper doll world. Someday be a woman ready to love. Come back, baby, when you grow up. Paper doll world. Living ain't easy, loving's twice as tough. So come back, baby, when you grow up. Come back when you grow up, girl. You've still got a lot of time left in the world. You'll someday be a woman ready to love. Come back, baby, when you grow up. Come back when you grow up, girl. You're still living in a paper doll.
Hello, Americans. This is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. The government says 151,000 jobs were created last month, and the unemployment rate ticked up a bit to 4.1%. Economist Gus Fauché.
This is exactly where the Fed wants it to be. You know, the Fed thinks over the long run, the unemployment rate should be 4.2%. We were at 4.1% in February. Job growth over the long run should be somewhere between 150,000 and 175,000. Given growth in the labor force, we're right within that range.
On Fox Business, President Trump said he's written to Iran, pressing for talks on preventing the development of nuclear weapons and warning it faces possible military action if not.
Okay. I said, I hope you're going to negotiate because it's going to be a lot better for Iran.
On social media today, Trump threatened Russia with sanctions and tariffs if no deal to stop the war in Ukraine is reached. Russia targeted Ukraine's energy facilities in a new string of attacks. In a time of sharp government cutbacks, people are rallying today in several cities to support expanding funding for science programs. Bill Nye, the science guy, tells CBS News.
The reason the United States is the world leader that it is because of our embrace of science. And so to suppress or censor science is very much not in the national interest.
The Texas company Intuitive Machines says the lander it